Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hi there, how are you going? It's Kathy Love here, and I am in, microphoned up, notebook in hand, lots of scribbly notes all over the place, to have a bit of a chat about a conversation that is super, super important. So it is the summer thing. It is the summer cash flow question. And I'm starting to be asked about it. So I'm recording this in September. September's kind of, you know, when you absolutely need to start thinking about your summer programs, your summer cash flow, your summer business activity. And I thought I'd kind of just be helpful and kind of share some thinking around this, and also announce an event that we're running in October that is going to be super helpful for business owners who are rolling up their sleeves and starting to kind of get their summer business thinking geared up. So what I kind of hear about and read about and come across is there sort of seems to be a bit of resignation about summer, and people kind of, business owners seem to have really low expectations. They almost write it off, and that almost gives them permission to kind of put in a really low effort to make the summer months successful. And, you know, if you expect it to be a bit crap and business to be crap and business to be running at a loss or break even, then that's kind of what you're going to get. So it's a bit of a case of you get what you expect, and you certainly get what you plan for. If you don't do any planning for summer, you're not going to get much activity and not much result and not much productivity and return. If you do the same sort of planning every year, you're going to get the same sort of results. Okay, so I want this conversation to kind of just, you know, shake up the cage a little bit, and getting you allied health business owners out there listening in listening land, thinking about how you can do it differently with this next summer that is coming towards us, so that you get a different result and hopefully a way more satisfying and successful result as well. So, you know, this is what I hear. I hear that people don't expect very much, don't put in much effort, and don't get much return. I also hear that business owners tend to make a set of assumptions about their clients wanting a break, their team wanting a break. And I really have a lot of fun and a lot of curiosity around why this is a thing. Why is it that at the end of the year our energy is so flat and so depleted that all we need is a break? I do wonder, and I'm not saying I've got their secret sauce on this, but I do wonder about what it will take for business owners to pace throughout the year so that there isn't this massive crash that I tend to hear about. The silly season, the race to the end, the collapse in a heap type language, that kind of worries me. And I know, I am well aware that you are thinking, yeah, but we've had COVID this year. Yeah, we have. No doubting it. We have totally had a pandemic. It has totally impacted many, everybody yet. Success leaves clues. I am aware of businesses that have their summer success plans well in place. And I am very familiar with businesses for whom summer is their most profitable time, okay, or equally profit and it even exceeding their own expectations as well. All right, so we've got low expectations. That is a problem. We've got a set of assumptions that people want to break. That is somewhat problematic. But that kind of leaves us with some really patchy motivation. And I think that motivation is actually sitting there sometimes for business owners in that they are not 100% certain about their numbers, their business numbers and their financials. They're not quite across their budgets. They're not quite across their cash flow forecasting. They're not quite across their break-even analysis, their overheads. To actually fully embrace what a week, three-month part of the year will have on the whole year as well. So without that kind of know-how and that understanding and that kind of attachment to what the numbers are or are not telling you, your motivation to kind of really get some dialed up, I understand it can be a little bit patchy as well. Alrighty, so low expectations, making assumptions, and variable motivation because they just haven't quite got all of the business numbers and financials dropping onto their desk to really kind of paint the picture of impact if they don't do anything. So as I mentioned, some of the, I'm really familiar with businesses who just sail through summer. They love it. And super productive, super profitable, super impactful, teams happy, clients happy. All good. So it is possible. It absolutely is possible. And so I guess it becomes about, you know, shifting up your expectations that it can be a really productive time. It can be a great time for team performance. It can be a great time for profitability and that you can actually really, really stack the deck for December, January, February success. Okay, and that has sizable impact for the whole financial year. You can certainly challenge your assumptions and you can agree with me or disagree with me about how energy works in your business or how it could work differently in your business. You can absolutely challenge my assumptions and yours about what your team want, about what your clients want. Also, we're not going to forget a bit about what you want as well. But, you know, what if you had the most remarkable services that clients really wanted and were kind of queuing and waiting to get their spot for? What if there was more variety? What if, you know, the messaging was really outcomes based and it was super clear about the features and benefits of, you know, your summer service offerings? And I guess this last bit is, you know, what's it going to take for a bit of a mind shift around the motivation, around knowing what your business and financial numbers are telling you, maybe even shouting at you. And that mind shift about understanding the drivers that are needed to exceed the targets that you have set, or worst case scenario, the absolute bare minimum of break-even analysis. You know, when I hear things like, oh, well, we'll just run at a loss and we'll pick it up later, or we sort of hope we've got enough kind of going to cover our cost, that stuff just breaks my business owner heart because I want so much more for you as business owners. I know how hard you work, and to have a really soft, sloppy December, January, February just has such an impact on your second and your third and even your fourth quarters that it's just such a missed opportunity. So anyway, my rant on that stuff is over. You know what I think? But, you know, kind of what do you think about this? So what would it mean for you and your family and your team if your business in this next summer was wildly productive and wildly profitable and wildly impactful? What would that mean to you? You're going to have to tell me because I can't hear you thinking and I can't hear you kind of shouting out at the your podcast device. So let me know. What will it mean for you, your family, your team, your business, when this next upcoming summer is wildly productive, wildly profitable and wildly impactful? I would like to know. So as a business coach, this is what I do. I work with allied health business owners to kind of create brilliant businesses that, you know, serve them the time, money, joy that they deserve and desire. And, you know, I'm in conversation right now, as I mentioned, getting everyone sorted and positioned for this oncoming summer season. So we know how to make this happen. We've had great success over the years, and on the background of COVID and it having been a significantly atypical year, really are keen to kind of help allied health business owners, you know, surf this upcoming summer. And for that very reason, we are running a absolutely footloose and fancy free web event on October the 22nd at 7 p.m. And the title of this web event, you're not going to be surprised, is Summerproof Your Business Cash Flow. Okay. So, somewhere near where you're listening, there will be a link for you to join. And as you know, it is so much better, so much better to join these web events live. You get to ask me questions. You get to receive my answers. You get to interact with the crowd. And there's going to be an extra bonus for those that attend live. Yes, we will record it, but you won't have access to the special bonus checklist that we're going to provide to those that invest their evening and join us live. Now, we're going to cover a range of topics that kind of really will help you position your business for summer cash flow success. We're going to sort of start with sort of a bit of a dance through the numbers that your business needs for cash flow success. Getting creative on the summer seasonal services, programs, packages that you could be offering that are different and remarkable and just exactly what your current and future customers want. We're going to be talking about enticing and effective outcomes-based marketing and messaging. We don't want to go super salesy on this, but we do want to make it really easy for people to understand why it's so cool to participate in these summer services as well. We're going to be talking about how you can kind of get clients committed and checking in and sort of pre-booking so that you can really have a good crack at your cash flow forecasting across those weeks. We're going to be talking about building systems and bringing in automation because we don't want everyone exhausted by organizing everybody into your programs. I think it's also going to be good to have a little chat about waitlist as well. There's a whole lot of other stuff it is that I'm going to cover off in the Summerproof Your Business Cash Flow web event, whole lot more. It's going to be pretty pacey. It's going to be pretty practical. There is that bonus checklist that I've kind of hinted at for those that sign up, perhaps with a glass of wine in hand. You will not be alone knowing the crowd that invariably show up to our evening informational, helpful webinars. So join us 22nd of October 2020, if you're listening in a different year, 7 p.m. And, make sure that you're there for that Summer Seasonal Business Checklist by tuning in live. All righty, we will see you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.